are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I am Jeff Garcia, your host for today. I'm also with the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Glad to have you back. Hopefully you're having a productive and enjoyable work week and getting ready for the weekend. It's fast approaching. So, yeah, the Spurs are in pretty much the NBA now is pretty much in off-season mode. It's going to get quiet at least for a few weeks until the NBA draft stirs up. That should be coming out next month. So we're going to continue our discussion slash series of looking back at individual play from individual players last season. And today we're going to give a review and grade for LaMarcus Aldridge. We're going to be doing that later on the show. But before that, we're going to go ahead and kick things off with some news and notes before we bring in our guest to discuss LMA. So what have you missed or maybe did not catch over the last couple of days? Well, the first thing is Keldon Johnson. And this guy, he is continuing to immerse himself in San Antonio, soaking in everything about the city and what it offers. And recently he took a trip down to Six Flags Fiesta, Texas. And a lot of Spurs fans thinking like, okay, that's good and you know, great. But if you look at the larger picture, you can really see him settling in and making roots in San Antonio. Aside from just taking in the attractions, we all know that he's helping local businesses, whether it be Miracle and body paint business to a local car dealership. You just like the fact that he is slowly becoming more of a native San Antonian. He's an avid hunter. He loves the outdoors. Perfect for him living in Texas now. And you like to see that from the budding young star. If you want to go look at Keldon Johnson soaking in everything about Six Flags in San Antonio, go check it out at the Spurs Zone. What else you may have missed? Well, keep or pass. That was the title of a recent article from Casey Vieira over at the Spurs Zone. And he's asking whether or not the Spurs should keep or pass up on Jakob Poeltl. We all know he is an restricted free agent, excuse me. So that means if another team comes knocking on his door, Poeltl could pretty much accept it. And the Spurs have a chance to match, but we will see what happens. But it's interesting to read Casey's article because he's nearly 50-50. It's almost win-win. There's big pros to keeping Jakob and there's big cons to keeping Jakob. So go check that out at the Spurs Zone. Also, little news and notes you may have missed. Rudy Gay. Now, you know, Keldon Johnson is expanding his horizons off the court with the partnerships, businesses. So is Lonnie Walker. But Rudy Gay, he's also continuing to expand his off the court adventures. We all know that he is a owner of a fitness centers out in his home city of Baltimore, but he is now one of 20 pro athlete investors in the fitness company Tonal. Now, Tonal is one of those at-home workout gear machines, if you will, that was actually used in the bubble. And it looks like Rudy Gay really enjoyed that experience using Tonal to stay in shape. So he joins like Stephen Curry, non-NBA pro athletes like from the tennis world, the baseball world. So Rudy Gay is continuing to develop his off-the-court ventures and securing himself for post-NBA life. And also, and finally, just to wrap up this segment, this was pretty interesting. If you know, a lot of Spurs fans maybe had a negative reaction to this, but it was just a kind of a curious thing to see. So there's this uniform maker slash graphic designer called Uni Mockups. And what this company did was did a rival series. So, for example, the Spurs have a rivalry with the Mavericks. Spurs have a rivalry with the Rockets. So they asked, what would a rivalry mashup jersey look like? And so they took the Rockets legend, Hakeem Olajuwon, they took his jersey and transformed it into a Spurs jersey, at least the color design, while keeping the Rockets logo on there. It's pretty weird to see. They took DeMar DeRozan and put him on a Dallas Mavericks jersey. That one looked the oddest to me. And they also took it a step further and they said, here's what a Spurs football helmet would look like. And I thought that was pretty cool. I wouldn't mind owning one of those myself. So it's just one of those fun things to hold you over in the off season. And by the way, for all you teachers out there, registration for the annual Spurs What You're Reading program is now open. You can go and sign up and get your students into a reading program via the Spurs. And for those of y'all who know, Whataburger, which is located in Texas. So those are your quick news and notes. When we get back, we're going to go ahead and look back at LaMarcus Aldridge's play last season and give out a grade and more. But before we do that, I quickly want to talk to you about Built Bar. Now, Built Bar has the best tasting protein bars ever. I'm on my third box. You should be getting your first box or moving on to your next box right now. They got six new flavors. They got 12 original flavors. They're soft. They're easy to chew. They're great for those who are trying to lose some weight, maintain weight, or simply just trying to transform their body and live a healthy life. There's no better way to do that by using the Built Bar bars, in this case, to get you back in shape. So just a few flavors you can enjoy, from peanut butter to banana bread, orange, toffee almond. They have it all there. They, well, it's just going to give you a quick breakdown. Let's look at cookies and cream. That flavor protein bar, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. And while supplies last right now, when you go to BuiltBar.com, you can get a free cooler with purchase. So once again, go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get yourself 20% off your next order. Once again, promo code LOCKEDON, 20% off at BuiltBar.com. We are back, and I'm now joined by the one, the only, Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast and Poodle Sports SA. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. The last time you were on is when we had that panel debate, by the way, which was a big hit. A lot of fans enjoyed that one, Joe. So thanks for helping out on that.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. You know, it's always fun talking with you all of you guys, especially with Casey and Pledger and yourself. So if somebody's listening and you haven't gone back to listen to that episode, make sure you do. It's really funny, and Pledger calls everybody out for being boring. So that was quite humorous as well. It's just Pledger yeah, being Pledger.
Exactly. And of course, you know, Joe, you got a lot of things going too. You, aside from Two Shots, you got Poodle Sports SA. How's everything going over there in that neck of the woods?
Oh, it's going good. You know, I've been just trying to keep busy with getting things ready for the week. You know, what are we going to discuss for this coming week? Same thing with Two Shots. I just released a new episode with our good friend Pledger on there as well, came on as a guest. So that's going to be dropped sometime today. So look for that to come.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. Keep an eye on that for all you interested in what Joe has to say about the San Antonio Spurs and much, much more. All right, Joe, you know, last season, shortened season, but you know, we had another season of LaMarcus Aldridge, and a lot of Spurs fans are now, you fast forward to, you know, as we speak, you know, wondering what his future can be. You know, how do the Spurs use him after we saw what happened in the bubble when the team played a little freer, a little looser and not stagnant. But, you know, that we'll definitely discuss that later. But let's look at the past now. This past season, he had another productive season. Double-double. We saw him expand his game to the three-point line, you know, still being LaMarcus Aldridge. When you look back at his season, the 1920 season, Joe, how would you sum up your thoughts? What do you think about his play?
At the end of the day, when you look at his overall body of work, you look at the stats and you see what he was able to do. He was one of the other, you know, second most consistent Spurs player out there on the court, despite of what Spurs fans might think or how they feel about him. He was only second to one DeMar DeRozan, and his numbers show that. You know, unfortunately, it's just his play isn't sexy. You know, it's not.
It's pretty standard.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's just going to go out there and probably put up, you know, double-digit points and try to give you a solid offensive game. While it might not be reaching the number that Spurs fans want, as far as him maybe averaging somewhere in the neighborhood of 27 or 28 points per game, he's still going to put up double digits on most nights. And you know, he just does some of the things out there, I think, that Spurs fans want to see more of. in today's modern NBA. You know, he doesn't really do a lot of those things. You know, he does, like you said, just puts his head down, just does, you know, mid-range jump shots, doesn't really dominate in the post, not really a good rebounder. You know, he could be a really proficient passer if he wanted to, but he doesn't really make the effort a lot of times. I think that's the part of the game that Spurs fans have issue with, you know. They want to see a lot more out of him. I think they had expectations of him being this legitimate superstar. He's going to take over games all by himself and, you know, kind of be our second coming of I don't know, I want to say maybe a David Robinson, never going to be a Tim Duncan. Just try to be a solid rebounder, but mm-hmm. it just never came to fruition. He is who he is at this juncture, and whether you hate him or you love him, you got to give him his respect because, like I said, he was the second most consistent Spur for this past season. Even though he did not play in the bubble due to injury, you know, he was recovering from surgery. But, I mean, the stats don't lie, Jeff.
Yeah, and I look at what he did last season in the 19-20 season, and I got to understand one thing. It was a shortened season. He only played 53 games. And so his numbers obviously look different than what he did last year when he was an all-star in the 2018-19 season. Joe, this past season, he averaged close to 19 points per game. He averaged 7.4 rebounds. I do disagree with you about him not being an adequate rebounder. I think he's pretty good. He averaged about 2.4 assists, 1.6 blocks. He was among the team leaders in blocks. Joe, what really stood out for me was his three-point percentage. I think what arguably one of his better seasons shooting from beyond the arc, close to 39%. And that was about three attempts per game. And he made about two if it was a good day. He had a string of games where he was knocking down at least one 3-point shot. I like the fact that he's making a conscious effort to expand his game. We saw that last season. This season, and especially this offseason, now that he's recovering from shoulder surgery, you know, he's again trying to trim down. He's trying to lose some weight. He understands that he can't be that bulky big man, that the big man of this era is evolved. And yeah, he's up there in age now already. What, he has 14 seasons in the NBA, going on to 15. And he has to change, or the game's going to pass him by faster than maybe he would like. Joe, I look at the numbers and I still see, as you mentioned, steady work, a valuable piece to the San Antonio Spurs. They right now, that's all they got. If we're going to look at just an all-star factor, just simply just stars, not necessarily megastars, but just stars, he's only one of two, him and DeMar DeRozan. You got a bunch of young guys that are up and comers, but they're not there yet. Joe, I look at LaMarcus Aldridge and I see adequate work, good, solid player, consistent, gonna knock down that mid-range game, but you just hope that this trend to evolve his game, especially from the three-point line and trimming down, helps next season. Joe, it sounds to me that you're not that high on LaMarcus Aldridge maybe staying in San Antonio beyond next season.
No, I've been very vocal about that. I mean, he can go, you know. It's like we saw what the Spurs were able to do in that bubble play, and when you look at the lineup that Coach Pop was using, it was that small ball lineup, and that I think is where the Spurs are going to have their most success, or be competitive, in other words. When you have LaMarcus, everything's stagnant, it slows down, it harkens back to the days of the older NBA, you know, where you would rely on your big men, and you had the stereotypical big man in the game, which is what LaMarcus is. He's an aging relic from that bygone era. He doesn't really fit with the modern NBA style that you need to play in order to remain competitive. And I think the Spurs' future would be small ball. I'm fine with losing, Jeff, as long as we have a clear definition of where this team is going, you know, meaning that we're going to have the young Bucks get some much needed minutes. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like, I think coming this season, we're going to see more of that. We're probably going to revert back to that old archaic style where we have LaMarcus, things slow down. You know, LaMarcus could be a lot more productive out there within the San Antonio Spurs system if he just did a little bit more things like rebounding, for example. And he's not a bad rebounder by any means. I mean, what is he averaging right now? I think this last season he was averaging something like 7.4 rebounds per game, you know? So it's not bad, but, you know, as big as he is, and he has this presence inside the paint. He could be a better, more proficient rebounder, where 7.4 rebounds per game could easily be maybe 10, maybe almost reaching 11. But he just never, you know, that's just not who he is. As a defensive presence, that's another weakness, I think. It's not that he's a very good defender, like a really good shot blocker. He can get some blocks per game. You know, I believe he's averaging almost just shy under 1.6 blocks per game. Turnovers, he keeps them down, you know, 1.4 per game. So that's good. Personal fouls, that's good as well. You know, kind of low, 2.4. As far as his free throw shooting goes, he's almost at 83%. He's averaging 0.827.
Joe, it sounds like you're making the case that he's pretty good on this team, Joe.
He's decent, but if you look at where the West has evolved, and not only the West, but also the modern NBA, he slows down this team. And when the team slows down, it's not going to be productive for them winning. You know, we've seen that they're having issues, because if we look at the talent pool that the San Antonio Spurs have right now, they have a lot of people in front of them, Jeff. You know, when you look at the stacked West, you have other teams like the Pelicans, for example, you know, Utah, Denver, even the Lakers, you know, the Clippers, the Houston Rockets. You know, you have all these other teams who are better talent wise than we are. So the Spurs have to find other savvy ways to win. And when you have LaMarcus all out there, yes, he's solid as far as what he's able to do, but he also slows down the game. So it comes with the good and the bad. You know, as a Spurs fan, I look at this, and after I've seen him come in, when the Spurs acquired him in free agency, up until this, you know, latest iteration that we saw of LaMarcus this prior season, I just had my fill. You know, I just think he's one of these pieces that doesn't really fit with where this team needs to go. You know, so if you have to give me a choice between him and DeMar, keep DeMar, let LaMarcus go. Send him back to Portland. He wants to be over there with Dame Dalla. You know, let him finish out his career over there. You know, if you can get some pieces for him, or, you know, anything you can and you know, let's say trade wise, do it, man. I mean,
well, if they want to trade LaMarcus, it'll have to happen this coming season, because this is it. You know, his final contract in San Antonio.
Yeah.
So if he still does want to take value. But that's what I'm saying. You know, if we're looking at numbers, Joe, he has value. You know, he led the team in rebounds, 7.4 per game, Joe, in 53 games. Yeah. Even a shortened season, he was still cleaning the glass there. He was, the second leading scorer on the team for San Antonio, close to 19 points per game, as we mentioned. You know, his offensive rebounding, you know, close to two a game, 1.9. So those are your second chance shots that he gives you. There's still value for him. And I see, you know, if you look at the optics, especially what happened in the bubble. And hey, you know, the Spurs, a couple of players even said, yeah, you know, the offense flows a little faster without him. But Joe, I ask you this, the big man is still valuable. Look at Joker. He's not athletic. He's not swift. He's not going to run up and down, but he doesn't hold back that offense. He actually contributes to that offense. Yeah, you know, he's a lot younger than LMA, and I get that. But in a league, in a conference where the big man is still needed, look at Joker, look at Gobert. I mean, heck, to a lesser degree, look at how important Bam was, you know, in the finals to Miami. You know, had he been 100% healthy, could we be looking at a longer series? We don't know. But my point is, Joe, the game is faster, but the need for a big man is still there. And LaMarcus Aldridge, at least number-wise, shows that he provides some value, Joe.
Yeah, but the weakness of LaMarcus is LaMarcus isn't a proficient passer, such as the Joker. You know, in today's NBA, I think the big man can play another role, and that can be a facilitator of the ball. As we've seen that, you know, with the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic out there, the Joker, and how he's able to contribute, even though, you know, at times he might not put up those big scoring numbers. He makes his team better when he's out there on the court because of his ability to pass, his court vision, you know, seeing the open player, getting the ball to, you know, said player so he can make either a wide open shot or cutting to the rim, you know, backdoor cut. And LaMarcus isn't really a proficient passer in that regards. His assist show that he's only averaging 2.4, you know, so you want to see him be able to do a little bit more in that regards. And he's capable of doing it. That's the thing, you know, is that I was looking at a scouting report of LaMarcus Aldridge prior to us coming out on here. And it says, you know, the same thing that all Spurs fans have been saying since he started here. You know, he's highly productive. He's consistent. He can be super efficient at both ends of the floor. He's center size, yet also very nimble around the basket. Mm-hmm. He displays nice shooting touch, can be very hard to stop in the offensive post, which he doesn't do a lot of. Flashes a solid shooting stroke from mid-range, which is true. And from the free throw line, again, it's true. A good rebounder, not an outstanding rebounder, solid rebounder, avoids fouls and turnovers. Means that while good defensively, he doesn't dominate like he could as a rebounder, shot blocker, or even, for example, steals. His effectiveness, it limits his effectiveness when he was playing center. Now he's just a forward, you know. Offensively, he could be even more of a passer and three-point shooter, which we saw him do a little bit more. You know, so this is a scouting report from years ago, and it's still, you know, true to this day. There's a lot of little things that you want him to improve on, but at this juncture, he is who he is, and you got to take the good with the bad. And unfortunately, I just think that with him not on the team, and maybe we can get some pieces, it gives the Spurs a better chance to be competitive. You know, that's just my opinion. You know, even though the numbers we see, he is a solid player. This shows that he has value. You know, like we're talking about right now. Go out, get something for him. The Spurs have to remain competitive in the stacked West. And right now, they're finding themselves falling further and further and further behind in that regards. If you can get something for LaMarcus now, do it. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is surely but slowly, this Spurs team is going to find themselves in a predicament where they can be worse as far as their talent pool than the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, they have some good young pieces right now, the Spurs do. They just need some help. They need some key pieces. And if you can get those key pieces by letting LaMarcus go, do it, you know?
Yeah, what we saw in the bubble was the contrast of styles. You know, you have LaMarcus Aldridge that needs his touches, and, you know, the offense has to stop, you know, so he can establish himself. And that takes away from that free flow play that DeMar DeRozan brings, that Lonnie Walker brings, that Keldon, Derek, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, now you just read the pulse of Spurs fans right now. And, you know, yeah, it's leaning towards bye-bye LMA, you know, get rid of him sooner than later if you can. And that's the vibe. And I get that, you know, because his style versus the style we saw in the bubble, they conflict and it doesn't match what the NBA is going towards. And then you hear the argument, well, you know, LMA and DeMar DeRozan don't mesh well together, not on a personal level, but just on, you know, an X's and O's level. You know, DeMar wants to run, LaMarcus doesn't want to. You know, you got to get DeMar going and running up and down with these young guys. LMA needs to stop the offense and get himself established. Joe, I ask you this though, if there's an issue with the playing styles between DeMar and LMA, it's just a wild question here, Joe. Do you think LMA would be okay, maybe a reserve role? So maybe he can not, you know, have to stop maybe a unit that runs faster, maybe a starting unit, and then come off the bench. And he leads that second unit in his style, Joe.
The guy asked for a trade.
Yeah.
Remember, a couple years ago? He's not going to be that type of player who's going to go ahead and say, I'm fine coming off the bench. It does, and it makes sense to a lot of Spurs fans out there. LaMarcus isn't that type of player. He's going to want to be in that starting position. And unfortunately for us, the numbers show that he does deserve to be there. However, I think he's more effective with that second unit, you know, coming off the bench. And let's say we retain one Jakob Poeltl, inserting Jakob Poeltl in that starting lineup, I think would give the Spurs a more consistent chance to win.
Make that bench so potent, though.
He would make the bench potent, but that's a good thing. You know, like if you have Jakob Poeltl, you're going to get out and run. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be sexy basketball. And the Spurs fans are going to love it, you know, because he can keep up with the younger Bucks.
And you bring up Jakob right now. We discussed Jakob on yesterday's Lockdown Spurs. And there's a lot of pros and cons, too, yeah. with Jakob. It's not as simple as, Jakob is the next coming. You know, it's that. I mean, he's very limited offensively. He can't even knock down a mid-range. I don't ever see him do a hook shot. LMA gives you a diverse array of assets skill-wise on the court over Jakob.
Yeah, but Jakob is a more proficient passer. You know, he can keep up with the young Bucks in transition. You know, he is good in pick and pop situations, especially with Derek White. Yes. If you look
pick
at
pick and pop, can you trust him with running a pick and roll and knocking down the mid range?
You can't trust him to do that, but you can get
I
him
can trust LMA to do that.
Yeah, you can trust LMA to do that. But at the end of the day, you're going to want your younger athletic players slashing and cutting to the rim. And when you have LMA on the court, what happens is you get into a half court offense. Everything's stagnant. Everything stops because he has to get his touches. He has to have a certain amount of touches to put up averaging 18.9 points per game. You know, and that takes away the ability for other players to score, you know, such as, let's say, a Derek White, DeJounte Murray, Lonnie Walker, Keldon Johnson, for example. He's taking away their touches because LMA needs to hold the ball a certain amount of times in order to average 18.9 points per game. And that's what I'm saying. That's why the offense becomes stagnant, you know, because he has to have that game slow down because that's his style of basketball. And that's not a style of basketball that's going to really win us a lot of games as we saw this season, nor is it going to be good enough to get us into the playoffs. You know, so if the Spurs want to get into the playoffs and they want to win an X amount of games to do that, they're going to have to change something, you know. And at this juncture, the one thing that needs to change is LaMarcus. He can't change his style of basketball. That's fine. Maybe you still have some usefulness and you still have some game in you. It just might not be with the San Antonio Spurs is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and look, you look at LMA, and looking at numbers, there's value, but I think what we're seeing now is just a shift in style of the NBA, swifter, quicker, faster league, and Spurs fans thinking that's the way to go. My thing is just, do you really want to let go of a guy, a big, that is still giving you numbers, that gives you a different dimension, that gives opposing teams, opposing defenses, something else to worry about versus just a consistent up and down team? Now, the thing is that LMA, though, as good as he is on both ends of the court, and he's good on both ends of the floor, is that his game, at least offensive, is predictable. It's just so predictable. And that's why I like the fact he added his three-point shot, at least what we saw a little bit last season, to expand that, because I think that will help a young team that's looking to run. Imagine if LMA's on the court trying to run with these guys and he's a trailer, and then defense have to key on him thinking, okay, there's LMA. Maybe he's not Steph Curry, or maybe he's not going to be knocking down threes proficiently, but he'll knock down one or two, and that keeps defenses honest. Joe, your thoughts?
It does, but again, if you want to get into the playoffs and you want to remain competitive out there and you want to win an X amount of games in order to get into the playoffs, LMA's not your guy. He's proven that, and we saw the Spurs miss the playoffs this last season for the first time in 20-plus years. If we retain LaMarcus and we still play this half-court style of basketball in order for him to get his touches to be, you know, putting up these types of numbers, the Spurs are going to miss the playoffs again. You know, they're going to lose games that they should win. They're always going to be on the cusp of, they're almost there. They're almost there. That's going to be the narrative come for the next season. If that's the case, you know, we're going to miss the playoffs again, you know, because we don't have that piece that we need, or pieces that we need to really, take us to that other level. Right now, we see all the other teams in front of us, Jeff, with the talent pools that are more stacked than what the San Antonio Spurs have. You know, in order for the Spurs to win, they're going to have to make some changes, you know, and this is again, this is something that we've talked about before. This right now, this offseason is critical for the team as far as the direction that they're going to wind up going. You know, if I was the Spurs, you have to make a move. You absolutely have to in order to remain competitive for the next, you know, upcoming seasons. You have to get some pieces, and right now is the time to do it. But, you know, I love the Spurs, but at the same time, they're frustrating, man.
Yeah, and you look at some other numbers that add to maybe the positive, or not maybe, but it are the positives about LaMarcus Aldridge. He was the fourth best Spur on the roster last season when it comes to players making field goals off his assists. He ranked fourth behind DeRozan, Murray, and White. You're looking at even his little things like and ones. You know, how many and ones did he get? Well, he ranked third on the roster of getting the and one. He had 23 of them. He followed DeMar DeRozan, 51, and Derek White, who had 26. LaMarcus had 23. So he's good at least getting that foul and some buckets and a free throw for the Spurs. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with LaMarcus Aldridge. All signs are pointing to that this could perhaps be his final season in San Antonio, especially with the team moving in a young direction. But I think a lot of thing hinges on what's going to happen with Jakob. Will he stay? Will he go? And if he stays, how much? Because LaMarcus Aldridge, after this contract's over, you know, he's going to want to get paid again. And who knows what the Spurs are going to do. Now, the Spurs have a lot of money next season, or next offseason, that is. And, you know, I don't think they'll want to mortgage their future away on an aging big when they can continue this youth movement. So, yeah, his future is in flux in San Antonio. We shall see what happens. But when we get back, Joe and I are going to give a grade for LaMarcus Aldridge. And before we do that, look, yeah, I get it. You know, talking about erectile dysfunction isn't the easiest thing to do. You know, everybody snickers and laughs, but it's a serious situation. And that's why I urge everybody to go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn right now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED right now. And it's private, it's discreet, and it's just right from your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. And if medication is appropriate, Roman will ship you a real medicine in a free 2-day shipping box. And that box will be discreet as well. It's straightforward. It's simple. To get started, simply just go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn and complete the online visit. Look, ED used to be tough to talk about, but now there's Roman. And again, you want to go and complete an online visit today and connect with a doctor, and that will take care of it. So again, just go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn and get up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment, a free online visit, and a free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOn for up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/LockedOn. We are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia. He is the host of Two Shots Podcast and Puro Sports SA. And Joe, you know, we talked at length about LaMarcus Aldridge last season, the numbers, you know, our general thoughts on the positives and the negatives, the pros and cons. Now it comes to give out a grade. What would you give LaMarcus Aldridge grade-wise for his play last season?
It pains me to do this, man. It really does. Because you look, but you have to base it off of what he's been able to do as far as the numbers go. We gave DeMar DeRozan, I believe we gave him an A minus. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd have to give LaMarcus a solid B. You know, I think he's just put up those numbers, being the second most consistent Spur out there. While you want him to do a lot more out there on the court, you know, be more proficient, especially in the paint, you know, in the post, which he should dominate, you know, because he's one of the bigger, more gifted players in that position. You still got to respect what he was able to do last season. So in my eyes, he gets a solid B.
You know, I'll probably get some backlash for this. I'm going to give him an A. I'm just going to give him an A. I like the fact that he expanded his game to the 3-point line. I like the fact that, you know, he was still giving numbers. I like the fact that without him, maybe the Spurs don't win a game here and there. I think he was a viable threat on both ends of the court. I like cleaned up the glass. I like that he was among the team leaders in blocks and rebounds and, you know, second leading scorer. And you look at the little intangible things. He can run the pick and roll well and knock down the mid-range shot, which we all know. And that he, again, he is conscious enough to at least go out to the three-point line and make them. It's something he joked about this past season, Joe, when, you know, he was on that three-point hot shooting streak. And they're like, oh, you know, now Marcus Aldridge, you can knock down threes. He said something along the lines of, well, I never said I couldn't. I just didn't, you know, just wasn't asked to do that. Marcus Aldridge was asked to do that, and it looks like it was paying off. I'm anxious to see what he's going to do next season in what could be his final season. It's unfortunate that he had a shoulder injury that kept him out of the bubble. But if there's a silver lining in all this, maybe he saw how they played without him. Maybe he saw, hopefully he did see that. Yeah, you know, I got to be able to keep up with these young kids if I want to be continue to be an impact player. He was the second best player on the team, arguably, behind DeMar DeRozan, Joe. And I was thoroughly satisfied with his play. Joe, any final thoughts about LaMarcus Aldridge?
For all the good that you get with LaMarcus and for all the stats that he puts up there, one of the things that Spurs fans do not like about LaMarcus is that he all but disappears in big game situations. I think that's the biggest issue that we have with him. When he plays against some of the more elite teams in the West, he doesn't put up a big game. He kind of disappears at times. And that type of play is what we have an issue with. The inconsistency when we're playing big games against these upper echelon teams. You know, we want to see him, you know, rise to the occasion, you know, and get those points that he can put up against a lowly team. Let's say we're talking about the Suns, for example, you know, or we're talking about Minnesota Timberwolves, you know, some of the lesser teams, and he plays, you know, great against them. But we want to see him play that style of basketball against some of the upper echelon teams. And it seems at times when we put him against in these situations, you know, where the other team has a better, more athletic, let's say center forward, it gives him trouble, you know, and that's where we see the inefficiencies show up. And that's where the Spurs fans take issue with him, saying that he's soft. It's not that he's soft. He's just outclassed because the athleticism isn't quite there anymore.
Yeah. I mean, was he ever athletic though?
No, he was never. He never was. Just solid. Yeah. But I mean, he was a little bit more nimble than he is now. He's just getting up there in age at 35.
I was a lot nimble when I was in my 30s, Joe, or in my 20s, Joe. You know, now heading to the gym now, it's like pulling teeth with me and trying to, you know, get the gears going again.
Yeah.
And look, that's just father time, man. That's just age. It's creeping up on me. It's creeping up on you too, everybody. But I just think we're not giving LaMarcus Aldridge his due. And I think what he provided last season, if we're just basing on numbers and looking at what he did with the optics of the three-point shooting, I think that was good and that was great to see. And hopefully he can continue that path next season. We shall see. But one thing's for sure, Joe, I do agree with you on this. I don't think, you know, the Spurs should extend him. And if they do it, it better be a very contract hometown discount, which I doubt he'll give. So
we'll give him a dollar. We'll sign him for $1 and give him some tortillas. You know, we'll give him all you can eat at the Jalisco or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how this plays out, you know. And if the Spurs do end up trading him, well, hopefully they'll get something of value back to help with this restart. So that could be something positive there, Joe. Maybe he'll help jumpstart the Spurs restart/rebuild with these young guys. All right, Joe and I, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about LaMarcus Aldridge's last season and his future? What grade would you give him? Do you agree, disagree? We need to know. First of all, go to the Spurs Zone News Force San Antonio and Fox 29 SanAntonio.com. Everything you need to know about the Spurs in the offseason, from the news and notes I just gave you to some you know, quirky, lighthearted things to keep you going in this long offseason. And of course, subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. And visit me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Joe, tell everybody about Two Shots, Poodle Sports, and how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, for everything you need to know about Two Shots and Poodle Sports SA, all you need to do is just go to Two Shots Podcast. .com. And you can also follow us at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast on Twitter. And I got to ask you, Jeff, because we're recording right now and it's the morning and I'm hungry and I started talking about tacos and Jaliscos and I started thinking, man, I might want to go get me some tacos after this. Got to ask you, what's your go-to taco, man, for the morning?
Potato and egg.
Okay. I thought you were going to be more of a carne guisada kind of guy, but all right, I respect that.
No, potato and egg. I like carne guisada can get messy.
True that.
It can get very messy. Everywhere. And if you're going to work, the last thing you need to know is you take a bite of your taco, your carne guisada taco, and it just splatters everywhere on that aluminum foil. Then it drips onto your lap. And then next thing you know, you got a big old stain on your pan.
Yeah.
But so I go with something like that, like potato and egg or bacon and egg. That's another go-to of mine.
Bean and cheese, man. What about bean and cheese?
Again, it's the splatter effect. You know, I don't want that thing to fall. Now, if I'm, you know, super careful, of course, yeah, just, you know, eat like a human being, Joe, and just gobble it down. But no, I usually go for those. But Joe, now you got me hungry, so now we're gonna have to really put a wrap on this episode of Lockdown Spurs.
Well, if the fans want to go ahead and comment, you know, after they listen to this episode, why don't you let us know what your go-to breakfast taco is in the morning?
Joe, you must be really hungry if you want to end the show on breakfast tacos.
Who wouldn't want to end the show on breakfast tacos? I'm ready to go to the Jalisco right now.
Well, let's let Joe do that right now. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.